This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
In a relationship, when one partner makes a drastic change, be it physical or emotional, having their partner's support can make all the difference. On today's case, Ms. Edwards says she expected Mr. Gibson's support when she embarked on her successful weight loss journey. Unfortunately, she says that instead of being supportive, Mr. Gibson has been mean-spirited and triggered by the attention she's received after her transformation. Now she says she's had enough, and she's here in my courtroom to end this relationship. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Edwards versus Gibson.
Thank you very much, Ms. Edwards and Mr. Gibson. Ms. Edwards, you are here, you say, to end your relationship with Mr. Gibson. You say he has made you feel less than for far too long, and today you want your confidence back.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Gibson, you say all of Ms. Edwards' accusations are baseless, and you are not willing to leave this courtroom a single man.
Yes, Your Honor.
So it sounds like, Mr. Gibson, you plan on fighting for your relationship. Let me see from Ms. Edwards if there's anything there to fight for. Ms. Edwards, why are we in court today, ma'am?
Your Honor, I'm here in divorce courts today because I'm just tired of corsets. It's too much insecurities, it's too much lying, it's too much cheating. I just feel like he's just very insecure. I mean, I got my body done, it looks great.
You look good.
Thank you. And ever since then, it's just been a mess. And I'm just ready for it to be over. I'm tired of it.
You look great. You look absolutely great. Were you a bigger girl before?
I wasn't as big, but yes, I had 3 kids, so I was very insecure about how I looked.
Ah, so a little bit of a mommy makeover after all these years.
Yes, ma'am.
And now are you feeling good about yourself?
I love it. I feel great.
Excellent. And you look great. Absolutely.
Thank
you. It's about feeling great and looking great.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Gibson, you can't tell me you don't like the fact that this is your woman. She looks gorgeous.
I do, Your Honor.
So what's the problem?
I'm here to save my relationship with Diamond. Because like I really feel like she's the one for me. Despite my mistakes and my past relationships, like I really feel like this is the one for me. I just want her to stop disrespecting me in our relationship and flirting with other guys and other girls.
Ooh, so it's all over the place, according to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me go on over here to Ms. Edwards. Ms. Edwards, why don't you take me back a little bit? You've been together for 3 years.
Yes, ma'am.
You all do not have children together, but you have a blended family. You each have children from previous relationships.
Yes, Your Honor.
I heard there was a proposal, but no engagement.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that sounds a little weird. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how you all met and what got us to divorce court?
Yes, Your Honor. So I met Cortez on social media.
Slipped into somebody's DM.
I slipped into his.
That's how you
I willed him in. I wanted him. I told him, I said, you're so fine. I mean, look at him. I said, you're so fine. I just thought I'd let you know. And he opened up the inbox and he read it and he responded. And I asked him, I said, do you have a girlfriend? He said, no. I said, well, you do now.
Yep. Talk about shooting that shot, girl. You were
okay,
not playing.
I wanted him, so I got him.
And you all started dating. Do you live together now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this has become serious, correct?
Yes.
When you saw this young lady, you decided she was shooting a shot, so you were going for it?
When Diamond first inboxed me, I left it there for a couple hours. Then I inboxed her back.
20 minutes.
A couple hours?
Yeah.
20 minutes.
You didn't leave it there for a while. That's
nothing.
Yeah,
you know, 20 minutes.
I left it there for a couple hours, and then I asked her. I told her, you're beautiful yourself. Thought I'd just let you know. And it went from there.
And so y'all started flirting with each other and the rest is history.
And yes. The rest was history.
So how in the world did we get to here?
Let me give you an example. As you know, I got my body done. We go to Miami.
What kind of procedure did you get?
I got a Brazilian butt lift.
Okay, so you got a new booty and you feel good.
And great. Flat stomach on flat.
Too
flat.
Good.
Okay.
So we go and I was doing the self-massage in the shower.
Right.
And I just heard this noise coming from the outside. We was in a hotel room.
No.
I'm in the bathroom at the time. Tiz and the masseuse are out in the room. So as I'm draining, I just hear slurping noises.
No.
So I hopped out, but I couldn't hop out the shower as quick as I wanted to because I had just got my body done. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sore. Mm. So when I walk out there, she's fixing herself. She has this grin. Tez just looks, puts his head down, shakes his head. So I'm like, what's going on? Everybody froze up.
Are you suggesting that he got a happy ending to the massage?
I think so. And when I ask him about it, he, what was it then?
That's not it at all.
Well, what was it?
She got her massage from her masseuse. She has gotten a shower. I knew I was going to have to massage her once we got back to home. So I'm asking her masseuse, how do I massage? She's showing me how to do it, this and that, and she told me to practice on her.
Boy.
So I'm practicing on her. I don't know where she heard noises from. How can you even hear noises like that if you're in the shower?
Because the door was open.
No. Was no noises, Your Honor.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you, the woman says she heard slurping noises.
Yes, I'm not delusional.
Well, what at least sounded like slurping noises?
That's in her mind. Was no slurping
noises. So what were you doing? What were you doing with the masseuse?
All I was doing was she was showing me how to massage, and then she told me to practice on her. I'm practicing on her. And when she got out the shower, that's when she was seeing her getting up and whatever else that she thought she
said. I'm just curious, Mr. Gibson, why couldn't you say, "Can you show me how I'm going to need to massage my woman? She'll be out of the shower in a minute." Why would you need to practice on the masseuse? Because I thought the masseuse would be the one showing you.
Yeah.
Why did the masseuse need to be massaged by you?
No, she was showing me how to do it at first.
On her.
I'm asking her, like, is this right? It's before I massaged
on her. That's still very inappropriate.
Then she was telling me when I was doing
it. Regardless of whatever happened in that room.
Do it here.
It was inappropriate. What about the time I found a woman's bra in the court?
Oh, Lord Jesus. We are in the middle of bras.
Not my bra.
Whose bra was it? So, Your Honor, we go to the grocery store one day. I was there grocery shopping, and I had forgot my purse in the car. So I put my groceries on hold. I run out to the car. I'm searching the car up and down. I find a random bra under my daughter's car seat.
You know who brought it.
So I say, whose bra was this?
You know exactly.
Whose bra? Tell everybody whose bra it was. Tell them what you got to say.
That is her daughter's bra.
My daughter is 13.
The bra wasn't even that big. She didn't even look at the
what
bra.
What is
she
big? It was bigger than mine, and I'm in a D cup.
And once she seen it, she just seen red.
Wait.
Whose bra?
You tell me, was there any cheating that I'm not aware of?
When we first got together.
I did. I'm not gonna lie.
And she always showing her booty.
Let me show it one more time, because I don't think you understand how good I feel, sir.
Oh, and that's why. So you giving up the butt now. And you got the bikini.
Guess who took the picture?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was not her daughter's bra.
Yeah.
I was not there.
Whose bra was it?
I don't know. I have not seen it. She has not submitted the evidence. But a mama know if that's her daughter's bra. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Thank you.
So come up with another excuse. Tell me something else.
It's not because
it wasn't her daughter's bra.
I buy her bras. I supply the
she
bras.
She 13. Who else got bras?
I know. That was not her bra. That was not her bra.
The 13-year-old don't have any money. Mm. And unless the mother bought it, she didn't buy her own bra. And this lady is saying she didn't buy that bra. So again, sir, whose bra was it?
That's her daughter's bra.
See what I'm saying? That's why I say he just doesn't take anything serious. And it's just hard for me to believe him, but you have all these insecurities and problems with me.
Her daughter told her it's an old bra.
I feel like the accusers be the abusers, Your Honor.
Something tells me that there's some trust that's missing in this relationship.
Yes, ma'am.
So where's that coming from? Why is the trust missing in a relationship?
He just doesn't know how to tell the truth. You see the responses? Why would I trust him? Every time I have an answer, every time I have a question for him, it's never a straight up answer. You can't even be a man about it and tell me, like, you know what, babe?
No.
This is what happened. You know what I mean? Give me a reason to trust you. I don't have a reason to trust you. I'm left to think what I think, and I'm a woman, so I'm going to think the worst of the worst.
Mr. Gibson, Miss Edwards is saying there's something that her spidey sense is telling her that you're not being honest about. That's what she's saying. Whether or not it's true, I don't know. But there's something that has happened in your relationship that makes her question you. You tell me, did anything happen? Was there any cheating that I'm not aware of between the two of you that I'm not aware of?
When we first got together.
I did. I'm not gonna lie to you.
And she always showing her booty. Always showing her booty to any and everybody.
Well, I mean...
If I can tell you, can I please...
It looks good. Let me show it one more time, because I don't think you understand how good I feel, sir. It looks good. Why wouldn't I?
You know what? Actually, I think you submitted a before and after picture.
Yes, Your Honor. I
would like
to see this,
because since Miss Edwards is really proud of this new booty.
Look at my belly. I mean, it might not look a lot to you guys, but my stomach hanging out of my pants, it does not do... Look.
I love that.
Yeah. No, I did not. I felt insecure about that.
Oh, and that's why. So you're giving up the butt now, and you got the bikini, and
Your Honor,
feeling
herself.
Guess
who took that picture? Guess who took the picture?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Let's tell you a story. One day, we go out to the bar. We go to the bar. We having a good old time, kicking it with some friends. She goes to the bathroom. She's drunk. I know when my lady gets drunk, she can linger off or be extremely friendly sometimes. So she's gone for a while, like at least 30 minutes. So I go to the bathroom to get her. The women's bathroom. Yes, I went in the women's bathroom. I go to get her.
He's crazy.
I go in there, her and another girl coming out the stall, fixing their pants.
She wanted
they
to see what I looked like, Cortez.
They fake kissing, whispering
Listen,
on each other.
Everybody knows I got my body done. Cortez, everybody knows I got my body done. She just wanted to see.
Why
Let me see what it looks like.
Why are you in a stall with another girl showing her your butt? You don't know this girl.
We were intoxicated. That was it. Ain't nothing happening there. Nothing happened.
You think something happened in the women's stall?
I really do.
So what was the thing that you thought happened in the women's
They was
stall?
Doing whatever they was doing other than using the bathroom.
So your woman says to you she was showing off her butt to the girl...
A strange woman.
Well, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but women become best friends in the bathroom. We fix each other's clothes.
But she don't know
we
her.
I can not tell you the number of times. I'm going to tell you right now. Women, that's how we do. We become best friends when we get to... I mean, it
Thank
sounds
you.
Crazy.
Thank
but,
you.
But it's just something that women do.
Thank you.
I'm just
Thank
giving you.
You
a little bit of
Thank you.
Inside information that men will never find out. I know you're looking at me like, Lord, judge, but it's just the truth.
The more you know.
I'm sorry, but that's just not enough for me. Like, I just feel like he just doesn't take anything serious.
Mr. Gibson, I think she's right. I think you need to be more serious.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, you may.
Let's get it.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Okay, what about on social media?
Okay, tell me what happened.
She have a picture on social media some. People comment, people like it. I respect that. I got a beautiful lady.
Yep.
So, but she'll go too far into it. On social media, for example, she posted a picture. People liked it. People commented. She started commenting back to the males. And he's just talking to her, telling her, yeah, babe, I like your body and this and that and that. She's saying it's a family member. Now, I know she called everybody bae and babe. She'll call you bae or babe.
Not here in this courtroom, she won't.
That's how she talked. So I'm not really thinking nothing of it, but now it's like, okay, why are y'all talking like this? Who is this?
My gay
Let
best
her
friend.
Tell it is her gay best friend.
You know it's my
so
gay best friend.
So I ain't gonna lie, I goes deeper into it. She leaves one day, leaves her phone, leaves it open.
What
I
picture go are you talking her phone. About? What picture?
I see this same boy that she was talking to on her post. She inboxed him a naked picture of her body. That don't sit well with me.
Why'd you send a naked picture
to I submitted that, actually.
Whoa. That looks like the Before and after of the surgery.
Thank you,
picture.
My gay best friend.
I can't send no
He's
another girl.
He's my gay best friend.
Any of that. I can't send no another girl.
And he asked me to see my body. Everybody knew I was excited about getting my body done. So, yes, I definitely sent him pictures of my body.
Okay, so here's the deal. The two of you are going to have to learn to set some boundaries with each other if you're going to have a successful relationship. You are feeling yourself, Ms. Edwards, and I can tell you, Mr. Gibson, having been somebody who lost a significant amount of weight, she's gonna feel herself for a while because this has been a whole journey and you don't know what kind of securities or insecurities she felt when she was a bigger girl or a girl that didn't have the body that she wanted. She kind of felt like she was trapped in the wrong body. And so what she is all doing right now is enjoying the full woman that she feels like she finally can be. That's really the journey that she's on. And I can say to you, Ms. Edwards, you don't know fully who you're going to be. Right now, you might want to show your body off as much as possible, but then there may come a time where you only want to reserve it for the person that you love. But you're not fully who you are yet.
Yes, ma'am.
But you don't need to seek the approval of other people because you should never have allowed them to penetrate your spirit.
And I feel like, Your Honor, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I feel like that's what my biggest thing is. Me having three kids, I'd eventually look in the mirror and start to not like my own self.
You got with me with
so
that same
So now
body,
that I have the body that I want.
I tell you every day.
Mm-hmm. It's different. I started having kids, I was 17, I'm 31.
And you finally feel like you can be your true, authentic self.
I got with her with that same body she had with them. And I tell her every day.
I know,
day,
but
I love
Mr. Gibson, you were fine with it, which is one of the reasons why she's still with you. But she wasn't fine with it. Ms. Edwards, this is real important. Do not allow anybody to define you. You have to be the author of the only dictionary that defines you, because if you let somebody else define you, if they start to put a negative definition on it, that's going to hurt you.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're defining it, no matter what, you can feel good about yourself. Mr. Gibson?
Yeah, I know. I just feel like it's a respect thing. You
and
can
that's
do
what
you
that's
want.
What
I
why
just
you
feel like
me?
The
this
final
is what
straw
we're
for me
about.
Was when he proposed to me, when he fake proposed to me.
What does that mean?
Do you see a ring? Only bling on my finger is my nail. Do you see a ring?
She didn't take it.
Well, what happened?
So we go to the grocery store. It was just me, him, and my daughter. I had my daughter in one hand. I had a thing of milk in the other hand. And he really tapped me on my shoulder. I turn around and he said, "Babe, can I ask you a serious question?" I said, "What's up?" He said, "Will you marry me?" That's all you got? I'm sorry, but that's just not enough for me. Like, I just feel like he just doesn't take anything serious. So I instantly got mad. Like, who does
it? I still don't have an
answer. That's how you ask somebody. You didn't get on a knee. You didn't do any of that. Like, I just feel like I deserve it. Oh, I do a lot for you. The least you can do is get the little knee dirty or something.
Why couldn't you get on the knee?
She seen the ring. She just burst out crying.
It just didn't feel like anything.
Cussing
just,
me out.
Nah,
like this ain't right.
I feel like it's just
I can't give you an answer right now. Embarrassing me in front of the store, in front of everybody.
Wait a minute. Mr. Gibson, is this the woman that you want to marry?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Edwards, is this the man that you want to marry?
Yes, ma'am.
Something tells me that I don't care how the man that I want to marry asks me to marry him. If I want to marry him, I'm about to lock that down. If that's the person for me. If he's your person, y'all could get over all this little mess. Because I don't think either one of you are cheating. I think you need to work on boundaries, which we all agreed that we are going to work on boundaries. But I think you can get over this little mess if that's your person.
I feel like he is. I just want him to take things a little bit more serious.
Mr. Gibson, I think she's right. I think you need to be more serious.
Can I ask her something?
Yes, you may.
Oh, let's get it.
Diamond, I love you. You know you mean everything to me. You my moonlight, you my shining star, you my everything. You helped me change who I was. You made me who I am. You made me a man for not only myself, but for my kids, for you, for my family. I love you with everything in me. I promise to love you, protect you, provide for you for the rest of my life. Will you marry me?
I will.
Put it on the right finger, boy.
See, he can't take nothing serious.
A little nervous.
No, I think he's nervous.
Oh, thank you, baby.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, you see how she bent over and the booty still popped? You ain't got to go back to that side of the room. You need to stand over there. That's going to be your wife.
Why couldn't he do that to begin with?
Because then I wouldn't have had the pleasure of seeing it all happen in front of me. So, you supposed to say to yourself right now, that's all me. That's all mine. That's all that you need to worry about. Don't let nobody get in between you. And you, Miss Edwards, stay out of other people's DMs. You in the only DM that matters now.
I'm somebody's fiancé now.
Yes, mine. It's all mine.
A proposal that I actually liked. I'm rooting for this couple.
Listen, you loved Miss Edwards in the beginning.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with little Edwards 2.0.
No, not at all. And I think the two of them together, they might make a good enough match.
I agree.
You saw he got down on that knee.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't in the grocery store.
No.
Maybe she got a proposal.
Made in Georgia.